and Julia would sit out on the veranda with a tall glass of Vagra wine, enjoying the sun's heat on her skin, even though she was enveloped in cascades of information, a cloud of data in continual motion. And she worked on tailored heuristic navigator systems for 100 anti-dark matter missiles to be launched from hyperspace, targeted on 100 planets, on 100 deadly people who had to die. Or so Talavera's story went. That whole process of kidnapping Julia and the other Enhanced and making them modify thermonuclear missiles for use against the ships orbiting Darien, then confining them to full-body virtuality tanks, was only her way of testing their abilities and metal before revealing this most vital of projects. And it was a great shame that the distrust felt by the Enhanced had required Talavera and her people to resort to a certain degree of coercion. She had told Julia all this 2 subjective days after the foiling of her attempt to escape from the Sacrament, the Churixa terrorist's mothership. Julia had listened and nodded thoughtfully, not believing a word. So, as a demonstration of her warm-hearted goodwill, Talavera allowed her the house, the dog, the boat, and so forth, and, when Julia asked for a human companion, the terrorist seemed to consider for a moment before giving her assent. Now, it was the 5th S day since her arrival at the beach, although objectively only a day had passed. Relaxing on the veranda, she teased coils and lattices of info from the raw data cloud which hung over her like an immense, slowly gyring tornado, its dense grey and slate-blue flows speckled with glittering motes, glints caught in the intertwining braids. Down on the beach, further along the shore, a female figure ran, laughed and played with the dog, throwing sticks and splashing in the shallows. Joyful barks drifted on the breeze. The imagery was representational. In drawing down data from the cloudy tornado, she was actually configuring it for the computational macros she had already prepared in certain areas of her cortex, those tightly clustered webs of neural pathways that were under her conscious and practiced control. But this was her metacosm, so it amused her to watch those braids of information snakily float over to the brassy, bell-shaped intake of a small but fabulously archaic-looking machine that sat on the veranda's low table. It had a sequence of bizarre sections, complete with electrical sparks, wheezing bellows, flashing lights and puffs of steam. Every hour or so, a tinny fanfare would sound, and a glassy sphere the size of her thumb would roll out at the other end, landing in a padded basket. Julia would transfer it to a triangular tray and, over time, build a gleaming pyramid, which, on completion, would vanish when her eyes were averted. Yet she remained perfectly aware that, despite the pleasant surroundings and the placid comforts, her body still lay stretched and motionless in one of Talavera's virtuality tanks. With any luck, they wouldn't have disturbed or forensically examined her since her incarceration. More barks and the sound of footsteps climbing to the veranda heralded her companion's return.
"Ach, Julia, all work and no play is no way to stay sharp, you know."
Wearing a pale blue windbreaker and flowery slacks, Catriona MacCready pulled up a wicker stool and sat down. The golden retriever followed her in and lay down by her feet.